nastiness. That was wrong. Gentlemen, never, ever throw a woman into a dumpster.
That wasn't funny.
Can't do that these days. Can't. Nope. You shouldn't do it any days.
Nope.
Am I right, Rick?
You're right, and my question is, Sam, is Nadal going to throw Dominic Thiem into a dumpster?
We're going to get his tennis stuff.
Yeah, we will. We will.
Your thoughts on some tennis stuff. Anyway, Rick, welcome back.
Good to talk to you guys. If I'm on, that must mean Father's Day is coming up.
That's right. You always have some high-tech gifts that for the dad on your list. And you got an interesting one that I kind of like starting off here. Talk about this one.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's in the news a lot, drones. It's been kind of a fad the last few years, but now we're actually getting some drones out that are kind of useful, and maybe if your dad is into drones, there's one here, Sam and Greg, that under $200, a high-performance, easy-to-maneuver drone. That's been part of the problem is they're difficult to learn to use. This one is pretty easy to learn to use. It has stabilizing cameras on it. So your dad can do a lot of things. I know, Sam, you've seen how drones have kind of changed the landscape of broadcasting in some ways. And this one hooks into your iOS or Android phone, and just a consumer-friendly, user-friendly drone that if your dad's into that, this might be a good opportunity.
And I have two uses for them off the top of my head for these drones. One is if your father's a real estate agent.
There you go.
Taking pictures like that, or if it's allowed for your kids' high school games or soccer games.
You got to make sure it's allowed.
That's what I'm saying. If it's allowed, just have it hover.
I've seen
not over the field, just hover and take these aerial shots.
I've seen some drones up at games before games, but usually game time, they bring them down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are the two that popped into my head.
Yeah.
All right, Rick, let's continue here for the golfers out there.
Yeah, I've been playing a little golf here the last few weeks, so we've had sensors that you've had to attach to clubs before. Now Cobra, Ricky Fowler's manufacturer of clubs, they now have sensors built into the clubs from Cobra with Arcos, their partnership. So you pair it with your phone and or tablet, and Bluetooth-wise, you get all your stats now downloaded into your phone in real time, swing speed, your distance. And for people that are looking maybe to use data to improve their golf games, or been huge in sports using the data available. And as consumers and as regular people, we have more data at our disposal. And Cobra now has that with their irons and their wedges to help improve our golf games. And I'm really enjoying seeing kind of how this is impacting the world of golf and sports.
Hey, Rick, what's your handicap?
I'm an 18, Greg, when I'm playing on a decent course. A lot of times I'm playing courses that are too good for me, but I can get around the course. Maybe not pretty, but I can get around all right.
That's respectable.
There you go.
I got nothing wrong with 18.
Sharpener. I hadn't thought about this one. What makes this a great gift for dad?
Well, a little under the radar, but for maybe the dad that's a camper, a hunter, a fisherman, you got to have a sharp knife to kind of do what you need to do. So any sharp has a consumer grade knife sharpener for under $30. They come in cute little colors, but will sharpen just about anything, and really easy, safe to use. Knife, scissors, box cutters, pocket knives, anything you might be using in the outdoors where a knife comes into play. And like I said, safe to use. Even your gardening tools, Dad would be able to keep sharp with this little sharpener. Fits just about anywhere, and I really like this gadget.
Spend some time with Rick Lumpert. You can follow him, by the way, on Twitter at Rick Roswell, as he always visits with us this time of year. Gets that for Father's Day. I really like this last one here.
Yeah, I'm getting this from my neighbor.
Yep.
We talked about you guys in outdoors, but this would be perfect for him.
Talk about the tackle box.
Yeah, we've talked about subscription box, Sam and Greg, before. So the Lucky Tackle Box is a fishing subscription box service. They start at $15 a month. One thing for people, maybe if they don't fish very often, they may forget some part of their gear. So everything that you need for a day of fishing comes in the box. Even if you're an experienced fisherman, it's good to have these things delivered right to your house. Makes it easy. Ships once a month, and the box is packed with the necessary fishing equipment and goodies you might need for a day out on the lake or river. And, starting at $15, it goes up depending on what you want in the box. I think this is a really good deal.
Wow.
There you go.
That's pretty good.
When last time you've been fishing?
Oh, man, it's been a while.
Me either.
Yeah.
I think the next time I go will be my first.
It won't be my first, but hopefully I'll do better than the other times I've been. Rick, while we got you, we got to talk a little French Open, because you also go through an awful lot, you know, in covering tennis and working with the DBA, the Atlanta Open. One thing that has to make everyone involved with our tournament smile is that one of the participants in the women's exhibition match made it to the finals of the French in Sloane Stephens.
Yeah, she did. She had a great couple weeks there. And, you know, Sloane really rises to the occasion, Sam, as you know, in the big matches. So it wasn't a surprise maybe to see her get that far, just maybe a little bit of a surprise to see how she did it. And then, you know, she had a big opportunity there in the finals. But if somebody, I guess, on the women's side, even though we're rooting for Americans, you got to kind of respect and feel for Simona, who has come close in the major finals, maybe had a couple meltdowns. But I think she was deserving and the best player over 2 weeks there in Paris.
Hey, Rick, I've been talking to Sam about this for a while. Is women's tennis, just the women's side, in good hands moving forward once Serena steps off the stage?
Yeah, that's the question. I mean, there are some young players coming up, but as we see, when Serena steps away from the game and when Venus steps away, you know, it's wide open. You know, anybody can win. Maybe 13, 14, 15 different women can win on a given week or a major. So if you like, you know, a different winners, I mean, then you're going to like it. If you like having one or two players stand out, and we all love those rivalries, we'll see who emerges and can pick up the torch. You know, Venus and Serena aren't going to be around forever. So I know the sport is, you know, promoting some of their younger players as the men's tour is as well, Sam. So, I mean, it remains to be seen, but it's going to be interesting to follow, that's for sure.
Seems like we have the making of an American rivalry right now with Sloane and Madison. Of course, we're going to get to see them at the BB&T Atlanta Open. Before I let you go, once again, how people can get tickets for the BB&T Atlanta Open.
Yeah, preparations are in full swing. BBTAtlantaOpen.com, tickets and packages available. Additional sessions added this year, some more tennis to watch, more opportunity to get those great tickets. So BBTAtlantaOpen.com. I know I'll be seeing you in the media room, Sam.
Yes, we'll be there for sure. Try to get Gray to come with me too this time.
No problem.
Thanks so much, for as always, for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
Greg, get out to the tennis, Greg. We'll see you out there.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Take care, guys.
Thanks.
All right.
You still don't know yet, man. I'm going to handle you on that court. We'll talk about that in a minute. Yeah. Rob's up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com.